Once there was a mother who was raising three children all on her own, and she was a very hard worker. The older those children got, the harder time she was having making ends meet. And she felt that she really had no way to secure their future in the world, and she got really pretty worried about what might become of them. And so she decided that she would climb the mountain and visit the hermit who lived up on the mountain and spent all of his time in prayer. She made the walk, and when she got to his cave, she explained her worries and her troubles, and she asked if he would please pray for her and for her children. He happily agreed to do this, and as he prayed, he stretched out his hand, and he kept his eyes open for what he might see that he could give this dedicated mother. He looked to the heavens, and he looked to the earth, and the very first thing that he saw, and he reached out and grabbed, was a lizard. And as soon as he grabbed it, it became still and hard and cold. And the mother made a nest of her hands to receive what he would give her, and he carefully placed this lizard there in her hands. She thought, a lizard, huh, that's kind of an odd gift. Who would have imagined that? But the closer she looked at it, the more she realized, from its nose to the tip of its tail, on the top side and the bottom side, that lizard was covered with jewels. And so she held it carefully in her nested hands. She went down the mountain. She took it straight to the jeweler to find out the value of what she had been given. And he studied all the sapphires and the emeralds and the rubies and the diamonds. And he named a price that was so astronomically high, she couldn't even listen to it. Oh, don't be ridiculous. She said, I don't need nearly that much. And so she asked him if he would just take some jewels off of the underside of the lizard for his keeping. And so that's what the jeweler did, and paid her the money for the jewels that he took from the underneath of the lizard. And she then took the lizard and took the money. She used the money to help her children complete their education and start their work in the world. She helped them establish homes and celebrate when they got married. And since she herself already had a modest, small home of her own, she now had everything that her heart needed. So she took the lizard in her hands once more. She made a nest, and she carried it back up the mountain. And as she walked, she thought about all the things that she had received, and tears of joy and gratitude ran down her face. And she got back to the hermit's cave, and she placed the lizard back into his hand with many expressions of thanksgiving. And as soon as he took it, it stopped being cold and hard and unmoving, and it got all warm and wiggly. And so he laid it on the ground, and it took off running. So they say, to this day, the lizards in that part of the world, though their top skins may be sparkling and shiny like jewels, underneath, their bellies are smooth and plain. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for the ways that you provide for our well-being. You care for us through our parents and our grandparents, our teachers and our coaches, our relatives and our friends. We thank you for the amazing array of gifts that you have placed on this earth. We ask, oh God, that you teach us to be grateful for the satisfaction of our needs and to release blessings into the world that they may be a benefit and joy to others as well as to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.